Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Mike Fahey. I am the youth director here at the church. And isn't this awesome? Kids are doing a great job. I would like to just acknowledge some people that are critical to the ministry of the youth here at the church. If you could just stand when I say your name. Jordan and Taylor DeSaw, Brant, got the name right, Brant. Brant and Amanda Rose, Andy Schmidt, helps out every time he comes here, he can't help it. Jen Schmidt, am I missing anybody out there like Don Nickerson or Bart Anderson? Let's see, April always helps out. Lisa McCune helps out too. My wife supports us as well. And I'd just like to recognize you guys for all the great help that you do with the youth. Thank you. All right, you can be seated. Okay, now we want to bring up four kids from the youth group. We've asked them just to come up and respond to a question. And that question is, how am I growing in my faith? So if we could have Rex, Tim, Tati, and Elliot come on up. Okay, we're going to do this one at a time, okay? Don't be nervous, all right? Just come on up. And answer your question. How am I growing in my faith? So first, we're going to start with Elliot.
Okay, so before coming to the Presbyterian youth group, I felt like I just had been looking for something in my life. I was raised in the Christian church all of my life, but I was just never truly happy. Outside of school, or when I wasn't around my friends, I just didn't feel like I was just happy all the time at my house. I just kind of had a bad attitude and a negative outlook towards things. I was very loved by so many people, but I was just too naive to realize that all I need is God and my family to be happy. When I started to really listen to the messages at church and at youth, I started to feel the power of God and that I could use him to work through me and give me a better outlook on life. When I went to Calvin Crest Youth Camp, 8th grade summer, I met so many amazing people that strengthened my faith so much that I felt like I could take on any challenge that high school was going to throw at me. And although I am not perfect, coming to youth group every Wednesday and listening to the word of God replenishes my faith and gives me spiritual power to overcome many temptations that high school offers. This youth group has done so much for every child that crosses it, as well as the church, and without it, I would not be the man I am today. Thank you.
So before my voice starts to shake, I guess I'll start. And like Elliot, I'm going to share some backstory. So after my great-grandpa passed, I wasn't very comfortable going back to church, knowing that that was where we used to go when he would take my brother and I for service. But not only did his death cause this awkward depression going to church, it also made me question my faith and had me asking myself, God, why would you take such a kind-hearted, wise, and funny man away? I now know that that may have been a selfish thing of me to ask, but I couldn't help feel any other way after him leaving earth to go to heaven. Like I said, I couldn't go back to church. And I didn't for about a year or two. But when my friend told me about this youth group at the church across the highway, I told them I would definitely be there. The first time I walked in the youth room, I felt this presence that lifted all the depression and tension away, and I felt right at home. And ever since then, I've only missed one youth group day to finish a biology project. But since I've been attending this youth group, my spiritual foundation has grown so much stronger. I've made really great friends and met a ton of really nice people. I cannot thank these friends any more than I already have, but I also want to thank all the mentors that have helped this group grow as individuals and closer as friends, because you cannot choose your family, but you can most definitely choose your friends, and I would definitely lay my life down for anyone in this youth group. These friends that I have made are the basis of my foundation, and I cannot wait to grow spiritually with them through high school, where all of us have each other's backs. It was also through this youth group that I was introduced to Calvin Crest. While at Calvin Crest, an amazing church camp, I found people with the same life questions that I had. Although most of the people there were younger, I found the place that I truly belonged in little more than a week. I also found people that have inspired me to become more spiritually inclined, people that felt like distant relatives, which goes back to what I said before, you cannot choose your family, but you can most definitely choose your friends.
When I first came to youth group in sixth grade, I knew that God existed, but I didn't really have a relationship with him. And I started to what Mike was saying in the youth groups each Wednesday, and how Jesus died for our sins, and how he saved each person for their sins. I was amazed that we could have such a relationship with an amazing God. I'm now in ninth grade, and I've been growing in my faith each year since I've been going to youth group in sixth grade. For the first time in the summer last year, I went to Calvin Crest. It was the best experience of my life. I didn't have to worry about anything in Escalon. All I did was worship Jesus that week with the youth group, and it was the best time of my life. I've been to the youth group retreats, which have also been influential in my life too. How we see the beauty of the wildlife at the cabin, and how we sing and worship God. I've grown in my faith by a lot because of the Presbyterian Church, and the Presbyterian Church is what started my faith. Without the youth group and Mike, I wouldn't be speaking to you now. How Jesus worked in my life and how I'm talking to you now. I'm so blessed to have this youth group. This youth group has become a part of my family. Jesus has influenced me so greatly due to this youth group. Before I was coming here, I was a little bit of a bully. I picked on kids because they picked on me. Then my friend Zach Abraham invited me to this youth group for some fun and games. Then after a couple of weeks of going, I was really influenced by this Jesus who had died for me. I realized that I need to love others and not hate and bully others. And so now I'm addicted to this youth group. I'm addicted to Jesus and how he loves me. And even though I've been going to this church since sixth grade, each time I go, I learn something new and I grow in my faith. And I can't wait for the years to come to this youth group. So I end with that this youth group is the best thing that has ever happened to me, and thank you.
Ever since the eighth grade, I've been going to this youth group. I've been here less than everyone else probably in this youth group. But I believe I've been growing in my faith ever since eighth grade. When I started going to youth group, when I didn't go to youth group, I wasn't the perfect Christ-like child of God. And at the end of seventh grade, I started hanging out with the friends I have now. They've been positive to me, always telling me that I should be a better person than I was then. One day, I walked past the Presbyterian Church, and I saw them running around crazy, running around the church. I was so curious what they were doing there. The next day, I asked them why they were there, why they were running around. They told me it was a youth group, that it was fun and that I should go. It was later in the eighth grade year that I actually started to go. I met Mike, and ever since then, I've loved youth group. I kept going ever since. Ever since I started to go, this was the quote that was always in my head. The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. Hebrews 13:6. As I started going, I felt like I got closer to God, and this quote came to me actually this morning. If I get close to God, he will get close to me. James 4:8. I feel like that was the quote I should use because ever since I started to go in eighth grade, I felt like I got closer to God, and I was a better person from that. When I went to Calvin Crest, it was the best time of my life. I actually felt that I belonged somewhere. And then the last quote I have is, God will never leave me. Hebrews 13:5. Because I know that he won't leave me. Even though through hard times, I've lost my grandpa. But I know God hasn't left me yet, even though he has kind of taken him away. It's been like 2 years now and I still miss him. Sorry. But since I've started to go to youth group, I've met these amazing friends I have now, and they've got me through hard times. I can't thank enough Tim, Rex, Rachel, Mary, Nick, Sydney, Jordan, Taylor, Elliot, Alex, Ethan, Eli, Brant and Amanda, and Jen, and Kristen, most of all, Ella and Sarah. But I love Kristen so much because she has the brightest spirit in the world. Every time I'm sad, she sees me. I can't thank this church enough. Thank you.
Well, as you can see, your prayer and support is a big investment, as well as Calvin Crest. Calvin Crest is coming up here real soon. We need your support. We need your prayer. We also need volunteers. So if any of you would care to volunteer in any capacity, let me know, let Pastor Troy know, Jen, the other leadership in the youth group. Let us know, because there's always a way that you can serve. I mean, the obvious way and the biggest way you can serve us is prayer. So this year we have three different segments to Calvin Crest this year. We've got Sherwood for the kids that are in fourth through sixth grade. We've got the junior hires, seventh and eighth grade, and we have the senior high. So if you have a child, if you're interested about camp, as you can see, it's made some wonderful impacts. Come see us. We really encourage you to get involved. Let your kids go up there into the mountains and experience God in a different way. Not the normal, you know, come to church on Sunday, Wednesday, and that. A week out there at camp, blows their mind with the Lord. And obviously you can see what it does. I think every kid here mentioned camp. We didn't ask them to mention camp, but it just really worked out that way. Because the flyers, we just got printed. And Ryan McKenzie, the director for Calvin Crest, will be here Wednesday night during our third Wednesdays, our family night here on Wednesday at 5:30. So if you're interested to find out what's going on from, you know, from the horse's mouth, Ryan, he'll be here so we can poke and prod and ask questions and find out what's going on. So once again, I really want to encourage you, pray for us. And I know a lot of you looking around here have provided scholarships for kids. We love that too, don't get me wrong. But we certainly appreciate your prayer. Thank you.
Well done, everybody. Well done. Would you join me in some prayer this morning? Lord, we thank you so much for the youth of our church, all of them, starting from the newborn baby all the way through high school. And we ask that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear, ways in which we can continue to minister to them. We thank you for our youth group. We thank you for Mike's leadership and for the leadership of the adult and young adult volunteers that faithfully serve. And we thank you for the way in which the joy of this youth group is being experienced through invitations by friends to come here on a Wednesday night to hear about a God who died for them, and to do that in a context in which friendship, real friendship, friendship that's not fake, but friendship that's based on truth and grace, where these kids can learn to grow with one another in their faith. We thank you for this. Pray your continued guidance on us as a congregation as we seek to serve them. We're in the midst of a prayer season in which we are trying to provide more space for them. Guide us as we seek to be faithful to you in that endeavor. And finally, for Calvin Crest, we pray for the leadership there as they seek to plan this upcoming summer. We thank you for the opportunities this church has given to allow kids to go there with some financial relief. We thank you for supporting us in ministry here as we seek to influence the lives of young people for Jesus Christ. And finally, actually, we also pray in the midst of friendship for youth that are hurting, for youth that have gone through difficult times, for anyone here still grieving, or still down, or feeling not like they belong. May they know that this is a place where they will be loved. They will be told what truth is, because truth is what sets one free. But that truth leads to the wonderful nature of a love of God that can never be taken from them, that will always stand by them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the one who is truth and grace, we pray this. Amen.